This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning, I'm talking to Dato' Fong Wei Kong, the founder and managing director of the semiconductor testing firm JF Technology Berhad. Dato', thank you for talking to me. Now, Malaysia has a very old and established electronics services sector. JF Technology is one of them. So I think if you can, I guess summarize for me in a very layman's way, the positioning within the electronics value chain that JF Technology sits, and maybe who are your biggest clients?
Good morning, Chong. Thank you for having me. Malaysia has a lot of advantage because it started early in this semiconductor industry. We have positioned very well in this area whereby many firms are actually established, companies are established because of this long history of Malaysia into the semiconductor industry. We were very glad that many years ago, 50 years ago, we are already into this field. And with that, we have created many captains of the industry. JF biggest customers all over the places right now is the US as well as China.
So you don't supply to the end users, the Samsungs, Apples of this world. You supply to the in-betweens. Can you just explain how that value chain works?
We supply to the two set of the customers. One is the IDM, the design houses, also the fabless, meaning that they are design houses without manufacturing. The other one is manufacturing. We start with NPI, their new product intro. And we start very early in this project with them to customize a solution to them. So once the product is accepted and go in high volume, they will adopt and they can't change anymore. They have locked in our solution to be used to test the integrity of the IC devices.
Okay, so you are the circuit testers, right? So ultimately, the products can be anything from washing machines to mobile phones to laptops. Is that right?
Yes. Every single IC need to be tested so that it ensure the functionality is all right. And our test socket are used to validate the internal injury or internal defects of the IC devices.
Okay, so
as you mentioned just now, test. To smartphones or EV cars, autonomous, AI and all that.
Okay, so the things you've been in, you've been a member of the ACE Markets, the smaller exchange, for quite a number of years. And you've only just, in fact, since 2008, so about 12 to 13 years until your application to the main market last year, right? Why did it take you so long to graduate from, in a way, secondary school?
Yeah, this is interesting because we are into a field that is not many players. And to go international and to compete, we find a lot of challenges because our industry has many players that has a lot of IP. And we have grown as a company from a reverse engineering firm to an OEM and to ODM. And we listen to the voices of customers. We are able to innovate and come up with better products. But even if you have better products, when you go against some of the more established company in this field, you are faced with challenges like a couple of years ago, 2004, we are actually disrupted by the legal suit that we have, and we fought for six, seven years. Yeah? That has an impact to our brand and to our market. So that's why we are having these challenges. Not many companies has that. They are not so much of IP. We are today, we have 68 patents, 33 granted, 35 still pending. And there's a lot of challenges to break into this highly protected market. But we are proud that we managed every round to come back and bounce back after some of these challenges.
Yeah.
In 2019, we were also, we fought all the way because we have infringed our competitor, which is the world number one in this field. But I still believe that today we have not infringed. But then, we have to accept the fact that, this is the decision of the appeal court in the U.S. We have to accept it. When I heard of the result, I was very, of course, disappointed. It's like one door closes. But now we have 10 windows open for us. We caught the eye of Huawei. They know and their experience with our product, it truly helps customers to reduce their cost of test. The same with the US customers.
Okay, so we'll talk about Huawei in a few minutes, but I want to talk about the jump in market value between 2019 to 2021, right? 2019, your after-tax profit is about 3.5 million ringgit. Then you quintupled that to about 15 million ringgit in 2021. So your market cap went from about 155 million ringgit to about 1.2 billion ringgit. That's like a nearly eightfold jump in the 2 years. What was the catalyst that basically drove that explosion in value?
Okay, I think there's a few contributing factors. One was, our tied-up, our equity partner, which is Harbour, subsidiary of Huawei, they have actually identified us to be their technology partner to put our facility in China to help support their requirements. This is very important because Huawei is the world number one in 5G, and they already started work probably in the 6G. 5G in other countries are in the infant stage. Yeah? There's so much growth once the adoption of 5G in many countries. The devices that are going to billions will require billions and billions of IC to be tested. And I think the market has rewarded us for this partnership with Harbour and Huawei. Yeah. And also, I think also because of the COVID, the pandemic, there are many sectors in the bridge industry are affected. So I think only probably the semiconductor or high-tech companies are rewarded because many players, many people are at home, they have time to invest, and they found that the tech technology is a good sector to place their money. So I think because of that, and also because we deliver better sets of numbers, our customers has also expanded. In tandem with that, our profit also has grown.
Yeah, so part of the deal was that you would establish a manufacturing plant in Kunshan in China, right? And I think according to the reports, production of the new plant expected to start in the third quarter of last year, 2021. And I think for the first 2 years at least, the products from the plant were catered to Huawei only. But then beyond that, you can sell to other customers, right? So, I mean, just give us a report, because if production started in September last year, and now we're in January. So there's been about 4 months of operations. What can you tell us about the supply and the production side?
Okay. There was a slight delay in the start of production. In November, we did the qualification, and today we are ready to go. Yeah, our production ready to go in China. We have understanding to support our partner in the first 2 years of their requirements. So capacity will be reserved for them. And, as we grow, we are allowed to service other customers in China. That is basically for China market, that facility. Yeah.
Okay, so if you finally began operations in November after a small delay, you've had about December, January, and January is nearly over, right? What can you tell us in terms of the teething pains or not of this new plant in Kunshan? I know that China is pursuing a zero COVID policy, no visitors allowed from outside of China, so that must mean that you are stuck here, you can't visit the plant. How challenging has it been?
Yeah, it has been, I've been challenged, but then we have very good, strong management team there, and altogether with our partner, we are able to quickly get it settled and clear. Today, I am very proud to say that we are able to, deliver a product out of China, our Kunshan plant. That is, that's about all that I can say. Yeah.
Okay, well, so you're supposed to deliver 600 test sockets to Huawei in the first year. That's about 50 test sockets production per month, right? Have you been able to hit that 50 target already?
Our capacity, we have planned for that. I think there shouldn't be any problem to hit that target to supply that amount. Our partner, as you're aware, that Huawei has been, their supply of some high-performance chip has been disrupted. They have also reported less sales numbers and things like that. But I believe they will bounce back, to occupy that. But whatever excess capacity, we will utilize it probably for other customers if needed to.
I'm talking this morning to Dato' Fung Wei Kong, the founder and managing director of the semiconductor testing firm GF Technology Berhad. We'll come back after this and get more into the whole global supply chain crunch with you after this, Dato', and get an idea of when the capacity at in Kunshan can come up to full speed. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
On the grill this morning, I am talking to Dato' Fung Wei Kong, the founder and managing director of the semiconductor testing firm GF Technology Berhad. So, Dato', you were saying that operations commencement at the factory in Kunshan has been slightly delayed because of the global supply chain crunch. Can you tell us the extent of that crunch, that delay, and when you can come up to full operational capacity?
Okay, first and foremost, supply of labels or machinists, we have to source, and also the supply of machineries and all that. The clearance and all that has impacted some delay to it. But now we're up and running. Our capacity is planned for first year and second year. So year one, we will be able to, highly likely we'll be able to commit to that 600 sockets to our partner. Whatever extra and whatever short, they will have. We have ways to deliver beyond our partner's requirement. So I don't see much issue with meeting the 600 sockets.
And then what about in terms of getting to 1,200 by year two? I know you've talked about in the past, per socket, that's about $3,000. So I think revenue of about $4.5 million in sales in the first 2 years. I want to talk about that revenue number in the context of this production delay, Dato. What can you tell us about that revenue visibility?
I believe that these numbers is highly achievable. Simply because we have a full-fledged team in China. We have many new customer prospected and turned into customer already in China. Whatever extra that needed, Malaysia can still support China. So China, I think our facility there should be able to commit and deliver the kind of numbers that we are committed to our partners, and also any extra will come from Malaysia.
Yeah, so when it comes to China market and the China government, Dato, we consume a lot of media that is largely either ignorant of or dismissive of Chinese regulatory developments, right? It is doing less business with America, and they've got this trade war that is going on with the Western world. At the same time, China is pursuing a walled garden strategy where they're going more domestic in their business. How does all this affect you in terms of, your first foray into China?
We are very pleasantly surprised with the numbers of players, the commitment of the Chinese government in pumping so much dollars, 1.3 trillion in these areas. Their need for self-reliance, give rise to a lot of new startups. Imagine this scenario from our data. There are something like 2,200 design houses that are established in China that we can work with them. We can, help them to customize solutions for them. It's just amazing, China, the speed, their requirement is so huge. We just started, we are also happy that because of their design houses, there are so many establishment of companies into this tech sector. We are setting up our center of excellence in China together with our center of excellence in Malaysia. So we have a twinning. A lot of technology or IP generation will be coming out from probably China back to our Malaysian, and then from here we will also help to market this innovation to the rest of the world. China is so dynamic. We are there. We feel the pulse. We feel the excitement. We feel the potential is just great. So we are also tapping on to this robust business in China in the semiconductor.
Dr. Fong Wei Kong, the founder and MD of the semiconductor testing firm JF Technology Berhad, on the grill with us this morning. Now, of course, your shares actually have spiked, well, did spike by quite a great deal in the few months when you announced the Huawei partnership. But they've come off considerably since then because a lot of fund managers think that your price and your valuations have far surpassed your profit potential, especially worsened by the fact that you're delayed in your new Kunshan plant. Dato, what can you tell investors in terms of the concerns that they have that the growth might not be as fast as you projected? And I think also the Chinese government and the regulatory concerns around that.
Thank you. As of the last financial year, 2021, we only have one growth engine, which is our traditional business, is a test of that. And then now we have six engines of growth, but three more is firing. We don't have China in our last financial year. Now we have China and they started to contribute. And, there's a huge potential in China. The slight delay, but then we are able to catch up. Second was that we have a partnership with one of the world top players in the area, a complementary product line, in the area of silicon mat, test sockets, and also spring probe sockets. We are making inroads, we are making sales there. Thirdly, also, we have our JF TechSense. Now JF TechSense is running. We have a team of fantastic team of engineers and that. We already started contributing this quarter from our JF TechSense. So our three other engine of growth is maturing. And also, as you probably know, that test socket business is a recurring sales. And also because we have so many new customers that has been prospected and turned into customers in China and other parts of the world. So I think our numbers, I have the confidence that we will continue to grow.
Well, the thing is, you do, a lot of your valuation right now has the Huawei partnership baked into the share price. But the thing is, Huawei is not necessarily good friends with America. America blacklisted Huawei a couple of years ago for what it deemed as an intellectual property infringement. Now, China is now about a third of your export business. In fact, a third of business overall. And America is still about 10 to 12%. Are you concerned that your partnership with Huawei might harm your U.S. Sales?
We are just a technology partner supplying test socket. We have not in the, circuit design and all that. It's just more of electromechanical hardware that we are supplying to Huawei. Yeah, Huawei has been impacted, as everyone knows. But then this business of, Huawei that is impacted also has moved on to other players, people like Xiaomi, Oppo, and the rest of the other popular brand of China. There are many also companies that are also assembling for them, testing for them, and that we also exposed to these, companies.
Okay.
So our sales was actually diverted to somewhere else instead of just Huawei.
Okay, then just let's end with the whole discussion on 5G. 5G is something that Malaysia is trying to adopt now with some, with some teething pains. But in China now, they're talking about 6G, right? So talk to me, talk to us about 6G and what it means for your business.
Well, 5G is, in many countries, is still infancy. You have to have to establish all the infrastructure before you can even talk about enjoying the 5G. Once, for example, Malaysia, you have to start up to put out the towers so that the highway have to be there, then all the devices can come in. In order for you to use the 5G, you need to change your handphone, and so many handphones have to be changed, and so many others devices in your house, smart home, or whatsoever need to be changed. So there are millions, if not billions, of devices that are needed to enjoy the 5G need to be upgraded or changed in order to use. So we see there's a lot of IT devices that need to be tested and also go into all these applications, machine learning, AI, and all servers, all that. We are very optimistic that the 5G is in the infant stage. China is more advanced, more mature than many other countries. So there are still a lot of potential for us to test all the IC devices that is made. 6G is the next game-changing platform. We are actually very honored to work with our partners that are already investing in this area. So when we do with them, we are ahead of the pack. We have the first mover advantage with this development at 6G.
On that note, Dato' Fung, thanks for joining us and congratulations on being named the top nominee in the Technology Entrepreneur category of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year 2021 Malaysia Awards. I've been speaking to Dato' Fung Wei Kong, the founder and managing director of JF Technology Berhad, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.